We're in the middle of the second midah. This midah is Rav Moshe Kardavir, the Kamadavir, is telling us about Noisei Avon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only swallows the insult that he receives from people doing Averis, but he even sustains the Mashchisim, those destructive forces that are being created by those who do Averis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu really can say, I'm not supporting you, any Zod Mashchisim. Go to the one who created you, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that. And we'll pick up from there. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oisekein Elanoisei V'Sevel Ha'avoyin, he tolerates the Avera. U'Kemoshu Zon Ha'olam Kulei, and just as the Rebbeinu Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports the entire world, Zon U'Mefarnes HaMashchis HaZeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports this destructive force, Ad She'e Echad Mishloish HaDvarim, until one of a number of things happen. The person does tshuva, and he pains himself until he does a real tshuva. By doing so, this mashis, this destructive force, becomes bottle, just disintegrates. Or this person is judged for his avera, and he suffers yisurim. And by suffering Yisurim, automatically the Mashchis becomes Bottle. Or ultimately, this person goes to Gehenim, and then he was paid back for his Avera, and then this Mashchis becomes Bottle. So, Hainu Sha'ama Kayin, this is what Kayin said, Godel Avonim and Asoi, my Avera is my Avera too great to carry? Well, Pirshu Rabbi Senu Zechron Levracha the Medrash Tanchuma says the following. This is what Kayin was saying. You can tolerate the entire world, meaning Yirtza, Zonu Mefarnes. You sustain the whole world. The Avoini Kaved is my Avera so severe, She'en HaTayachal Savoy, that you can't support it, you can't tolerate it. Pirish Lefarnesai Ad She'oshava Asakein. Why not tolerate my Avera as well and support my Mashif, the destructive force that I created? That's what Cain was demanding of Hashem. Imken harei zumidus havlonis gedolah. This is a tremendous level of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam savlonis, how extreme it is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will tolerate the averis of people and he'll even support the mashchis that's created from the averis. Shiyazu the yisarnes bria ra shebara hachayte yad shiyoshev. Can you just imagine where your next door neighbor has a car, or let's change the muscle. Your next door neighbor wants to make a campfire, and he's collecting wood. He doesn't have enough wood. He goes to you, maybe you have some wood for me. So you say, sure, I have firewood, and you take the firewood. He takes the firewood that you gave him, and he makes his campfire on your front lawn, on your beautifully landscaped lawn. And he has a campfire there, and he destroys your lawn. Where did he get the wood from? He got the wood from you. And in the middle, he tells you, look, the fire is going on. Maybe you have more firewood for me. And you give him more firewood. Can you imagine? You're sustaining his campfire on your front lawn that he's destroying. He's destroying your front lawn, and you're giving him firewood for it. Rav Eliezer Gordon was a Rosh Hashiva in Tel Aviv in Europe. And at that time, there was a movement that the Bochum did not want to incorporate Musa Seder in the yeshiva. They were for learning Musa, but they didn't want it as one of the Sidrei HaYeshiva. And there was a mini rebellion in the yeshiva. And Bochum left the yeshiva, and they started learning in a separate base medrash. Rav Eliezer Gordon continued to support that base medrash, those Bochum that were learning. He sent food over to that base medrash for them to learn Torah. And someone said to him, what are you doing? He said, well, what should I do? They're learning Torah. Why shouldn't I give them to eat? He said, well, they're fighting you. They're rebelling against you. He said, so what? What does that have to do with me? They have to learn Torah. They need to eat. And if they're not going to eat, they're not going to learn. That's the unbelievable need of Noisei Avon. Says the Talmud Devar, Yomad Ha'odom, Kam Metzarech Shiyeh Savlon. How extreme a person has to be in order to be a savlon, yispol avel chaveroi, to tolerate the averus and the wickedness and the terrible midas sometimes of other people, the rasai sheheria at shir kazeh, to such a level, shadayin rasai kayama shechot negoi, what the person did to you is still around. It hasn't gone. It hasn't left. So who is bol, and you're going to tolerate it? Adisaka chaveri ayat shi'espatul me'ilu v'kiyotze, and you're just going to tolerate it. You're going to accept it, and your focus won't be on yourself. Your focus won't be on your front lawn. Your focus won't be on the fact that you have a yeshiva that Bochum left and they're starting their own yeshiva. Your focus will be on what are the needs of the other person. The needs of the other person is that he needs firewood, he needs a campfire, I'm going to give him firewood. They need to learn Torah, I'm going to take care of them. A person has to think about this. It sounds extreme, but if this is what he's teaching us to Talmud Devar, that means it's possible. So maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks, maybe at work, maybe at some time during the day when we meet up with other people and it would seem that other people are doing things that are holding us back from what we want to do, look the other way and just concentrate on the needs of someone else, not so much on ourselves. And you'll lead a healthier life because you won't be so busy with yourself. That's what the time of Devorah was. We'll continue the next meeting tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.